Can you light Hanukkah candles if you come home in the middle of the night and nobody's awake? So the Gemara in Shabbos Tav Chof Aleph on the Bay states, Mitzvah sa mishitishka acham ad shetichla regel min hashuk. The mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles is from when the sun sets until people stop walking in the street. So my love, the Yukav Sahadir Madagla, does it not mean that if during this time period the candles go out or the light goes out, then you have to relight it? Gemara says, lo, no. Dilo Madag Adlik. So the Gemara says, according to the first answer, that if you did not light, you can light within this time from sunset. Again, Tishka Chama is a debate amongst the Rishonim. Does it mean sunset, nightfall, the beginning of what's called the second sunset? For the purpose of our shir, we're just going to call this sunset. So according to the first answer, the time period you have to light Hanukkah candles is from sunset until people stop walking in the street. Vinamili Shiura. Second answer of the Gemara is that no, when the Gemara says Mishatishka Chama Shetichla Regal Minashuk, the Gemara is telling you how long the Hanukkah candles have to be lit, from sunset until people stop walking in the street. So in the days of the Gemara, that was about half an hour. So according to the first answer of the Gemara, you have to light, let's assume sunset for our purposes is 4:30. So and people stop walking in the street at 5 o'clock. So then, according to the first answer, you would have to light Hanukkah candles between 4:30 and 5 o'clock. According to the second answer, you can light it whenever you want, but it has to last for half an hour. So how do we paskin? Can you light between 4:30 and 5, or can you light whenever you want as long as it lasts a half an hour? So Tosfos provides two different answers. Tosfos says, the lo'adik madlik, that if you don't light during this time, you have to light within this, if you don't light initially at sunset, then you have to light within this time. But from after this time, after people stop walking the street, so then you no longer can light. So the Riporat says you should light, you should be careful to light at the beginning of night time, and you shouldn't delay. However, if you lit afterwards, you can light out of a doubt. Because there's a second answer. In other words, according to Tosfos, ideally you should light according to the first answer of Tosfos at the ideal time from sunset until people stop walking the street. But b'di'avad, if you can't light during the first time, you can light the second time, which is anytime at night, just for a half hour. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Or HaChaim, Siman Tav Reish Ayin Beis Sif Beis, Shachach Hizik V'lo Hidlik Im Shkiyas HaChaba. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you forget or you intentionally don't light by sunset, again, actually, Shulchan Aruch actually holds its sof shkiyah, so really nightfall. But he said, if you don't light immediately at night, then you can light until people stop walking the street. Umihu is only ideal. But if you the time passes, you didn't light, you can light the whole night. Again, this holds like Tosfos. This is like Tosfos that ideally you should light while people are still walking the street before people stop walking the street. And if not, you have the whole night. Comes the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, and he cites the Magen Avraham. And he says the following. He says, you really can light the whole night with a bracha, but v'hainu davkin b'nei abayis nu'urim. That's only if the people of the house are awake, of im yishenim, if they're asleep, ein levar chaleim, but you cannot recite a bracha. El yalik blo bracha. You can only light without a bracha. Because you can only light at a time when the miracle is publicized. When no one's awake, there's no pirsum nisa. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Magen Avraham, if you come home in the middle of the night and everyone is sleeping, so then you light without a bracha. Now the Shaar Tzion cites the Sefer Chabad Moshe, and he says, wait a second, does this make sense? That if no one's awake, you light without a bracha? How can that be? He writes, according to this opinion of the Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah cites, Imiya ad b'makom she'en ish, if you're in a place where there's no one around, af me'an she'a b'ayish sham yadlik below bracha. If you light in a place where there's no one there, where it's just you live in an apartment, you're all alone, no one else is around, does that mean you light without a bracha? None of the poskim say this. And just the opposite. The Shilta Gibor writes the name of the Riaz. Then even if he's among the non-Jews by himself, he needs to light. That you should light with a bracha. So he disagrees. So this is a very strong question on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, which the Mishneh Berurah site says, that if you come home in the middle of the night, then you light without a bracha, because no one's awake, no pirsumi nisa. But as the Sefer Chemin Moshe, why do you need people to be awake? It's pretty clear from the poskim that if you live amongst non-Jews, you're the only Jew in town, and you're lighting, so of course you make a bracha. So why do you make a bracha if you're the only Jew in town, but here if people are asleep, then you don't make a bracha? What's the rationale of the Magen Avraham? So there's a Sefer Birkas Modecha which wants to suggest that maybe there's a difference between when you are lighting the menorah. That if you're lighting it at Bizman Hadlaka, if you're lighting it at the ideal time from Shkia Sachama until Tichla Regal Minashuk, if you're lighting it during that first time period, let's say from sunset or nightfall for the next half an hour and people are still walking in the street, so then Lo Chilku Beinim Achem Roim Osomim Lav, doesn't make a difference if people see you or not. The only time where we say that someone needs to be up is if it's after this time. If you're lighting in the middle of the night. So in that case, you need to wake someone up. If you light it at the initial time, then it doesn't make a difference if no one else is around. The question, though, is why is that true? Either it's the right time to light or it's not the right time to light. If it's the right time to light, then if the right time to light, if you want to say like this, if it's the right time to light, then you don't need people to be around. So I don't understand, when it's not the right time to light, why is the fact that there are people around, how does that help you light the menorah? It's not the right time. There's, why would there be this distinction between if you're lighting it during the beginning of the night from Shkia Sachama, Ashet Tichla Regal Min Hashuk, when we say that you don't need anyone else around, you can light with the bracha, but if it's in the middle of the night, then you have to wake someone up if you want to recite the bracha. So Rav Yerucham Olshan has suggested the following idea based on the Rambam. So the Gemara in Shas Daf Chaf Alef Amud Beis states that there was this war, and on the 25th day of Kislev, we defeated our enemies, and then we came into the Mikdash, and we only found one jar of oil that was pure, and it miraculously lasted for 8 days. And then the next year, they established these days as days of Hallel and Hodah. So what's the Hodah? So the Rambam seems to understand that in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, that the Hodah is the Hadlakas Haneros. But Rav Yerucham Olshan points out, the Rambam actually says two different things. The Rambam says that, number one, that the Chamim Hivkinu, the Chamim established of Osa Ador of that generation, that there should be Shiyu Shmona Sham Yom Ha'elu, that these 8 days should Chilasa Min Leil Chamisha V'Asher Mikishliv Yimei Simcha V'Hallel, that these should be days of happiness and praise, Hallel. And U'Madlikin Bohem HaNeiros Be'erev Al Pisrei Habat B'Chol Laila V'Laila Mishmonos HaLeilos Laharos U'Legalos HaNeis. And we light the candles on in the evening or night by the openings of the houses every night from the 8 nights to show and to reveal the miracle. So that's the first thing that the Rambam says. And then he says something else. And then the Rambam says that V'yom Eilu Ha'en Nikroim Chanukah, these are called Chanukah, V'yom Surim Behesev V'tanis Kimei Apurim, and there you can't have eulogies or fast on the days of Purim, but lokos aneros bahen mitzvah medivrei sofim ki kriyas ha-megillah. And the lighting of the candle is a mitzvah, a rabbinic mitzvah, like the mitzvah of kriyas megillah. Now, the Rambam seems to have two different halachos here. On the one hand, he says that initially we light candles at night on the openings of the door, And then he breaks it up, and then he has and then he breaks it up, and he says, and these are called Chanukah, and no eulogies, no fast. And then there's a mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. Why does the Rambam break this up into two different concepts? First, light by erev al pischei abatim cholayla v'layla, and then these are called Chanukah, and there's a mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. So what's the break? What's the mitzvah of Madlikin be'erev pischei abatim before the break, and then this mitzvah of Neir Chanukah after the break? And Rav Yerucha Moshe wants to suggest that maybe there are two different aspects of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Two different reasons. One reason why we like Ner Chanukah is Pirsum Nisa, to show everyone, to publicize the miracle. And the second is it's a mitzvah sayom. It's an obligation that the Chazal established to thank God for the miracle of Ner Chanukah. In fact, this is what the Rambam writes. In Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dad, Halacha Yud Beis, he says that you have to be careful to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Number one, kedei lo dianes, to make known the miracle, pirsum inisa, publicize the miracle. And number two, lohosi b'sheva chakeh v'odaya lo alnitzim shasaladu, and to add with to the praise of Hashem and express gratitude to Hashem for the miracles that He performed for us. Two different goals, pirsum inisa, and also an expression of expression of gratitude. Now the Rambam himself, in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dad Lachahei, writes that you have to light it the Ner Chanukah during the first time period the Gemara mentions. The Rambam writes that you cannot light it after Tichla Regla Min Hashuk. You cannot light it after people are no longer walking the streets. So according to the Rambam, there's no Lechatchila B'dievet. Just, you could only light it Ad Tichla Regla Min Hashuk. He passes like the first reason in the Gemara. However, the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. Shulchan Aruch says, the Chatchila, ideally you should light before, while people are still in the streets. And B'dieved, if you're not able to, you can light the whole night. The question is, why can you light with a bracha? So the Beis Yosef, he cites the Rush. He says that, okay, if you don't light Ashit Tichla Regla Min Hashuk, you can still light, but you could still light be suffic, because maybe we hold out of doubt, because maybe we hold like the second reason. Remember, there are two different reasons, there are two different explanations for the mitzvah to light between Shkias Achama until when people walk in the street. Either it's a time, let's say Shkias Achama is 4:30 and Shetichra Megom and Shuk is 5 o'clock, so you have to light between 4:30 and 5, or it simply means you can light whenever you want, but it has to be a half an hour. So maybe we hold like the second answer, so you can light. The problem with that, of course, is why do you recite a bracha? Some Nechronim ask, why, according to Shulchan Aruch, are you reciting a bracha? If we're saying, okay, maybe we hold like the second explanation of the Gemara, you can light all night, so it's a suffix, it's a doubt. So when there's a suffix, what do? You do the mitzvah, but you don't recite a bracha. And yet Shulchan Aruch says, you can recite a bracha if you light after people no longer walk in the street. So maybe the Shulchan Aruch really holds like the Rashba. What does the Rashba hold? The Rashba holds that it's not like lechatchila, ideally, you can fulfill, you have to light at this first time period, and if not, then b'dieved, you know, maybe you can rely on it, maybe the second reason is correct. It's not what he writes. The Rashba says that the Mishnah Megillah says that kosher mitzvah so balayla kosher kol alayla, that whenever there's a mitzvah to do something at night, you can perform the mitzvah the entire night. So what's this idea that you have to light at shetich l'regel min hashuk? So the Rashba says that ela shelo asa mitzvah kitikuda, to like a presumidisa kulei hai. He's saying that it's not ideal when we're saying that you should light. It's not that if you don't light it, you don't fulfill the mitzvah at all. It's that lechatchila, there's this ideal, the ideal performance of the mitzvah is not based on the first answer or the second answer. Even according to the first answer, that ad shetichla regla min hashuk is only a lechatchila concept, even according to the first answer. It's not like if we hold like the first explanation of the Gemara, you can light whatever you cannot light at all after people stop walking the street. But if you go like the second explanation, you can. No, the Rashba is saying, even according to the first explanation, Ad Shetichah Regel Min Shuk is only a Lachatchila Halacha. And if you don't light before people stop walking the street, okay, you haven't fulfilled the ideal aspect of the mitzvah, but you still fulfill some aspect of the mitzvah. What does this mean? It's like what Rashba says, that if you light after Shetichah Regel Min Shuk, after people stop walking the street, then it's Ka'osa Mitzvah Shelo Kitikud El Gabre. It's like you did a mitzvah that's not the best way. So what does this mean? Perhaps, says Rav Ruchem Olshin, that really, when Chazal established the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, now maybe based on the Rambam, there are two different aspects. There is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah Sayom, and there's also the element of Pirsumei Nisa. So when Chazal were establishing, or when the people at the time of Chanukah were establishing, or the rabbis at the time of the Chanukah were establishing when to light the Ner Chanukah, so they said, okay, the mitzvah Sayom will be when there's the most Pirsumei Nisa, but it's not a requirement. In other words, it's not ma'akiv, it's not essential. The halacha is that there's a mitzvah Sayom of Ner Chanukah, which is from Mishatishka Chama Ad Shetichah Regel Min Hashuk, that's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's to express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this expression of gratitude can only be done from Shkiyas HaChama Ad Shetichah Regel Min Hashuk, let's say in our fact pattern from 4:30 to 5. After the time period is over, it's not like there's no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. There's a second aspect, which is Pirsumei Nisa. But even after the Ad Shetichah Regel Min Hashuk, there's still, say, borrowing the language of the Rambam, you can still be madli kaneros be'erev al pischei habatim. You can still light the neros in the evening on the openings of the houses, laharos l'gal sanes, in order to do Pirsumei Nisa. So in other words, if you light at the right time, or the ideal time, from Shkiyas HaChama Ad Shetichah Regel Min Hashuk, so then you fulfill the mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, and any time during the night that you light, and if people see it, if Jews see it, so then you also fulfill the mitzvah Pirsumei Nisa. So going back to the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, now it makes sense. Now we have an answer to the Chevet Moshe. Says the Chevet Moshe, why is it that if you light when there's no one around, you can make the bracha, but in the middle of the night, you have to wake someone up? And the answer will be that if you're lighting at the beginning of the night, that's the mitzvah Ner Chanukah. And even if there's no one around, that is the essence of the mitzvah Ner Chanukah that Chazal established from Shkiyas HaChama Shetichah Regel Min Hashuk. If you're unable to light at that point in time, there still is a Pirsumei Nisa element if you're actually being mefarsim the nes, and therefore in the middle of the night, if someone's awake, then you can light with a bracha. If not, then you light without a bracha. And I think that this idea of these two aspects of Ner Chanukah really highlights the two different aspects of Yadus, or this mitzvah Ner Chanukah. On the one hand, Judaism requires both the rigid structure for yourself, if it's the mitzvah of you expressing that karas hatov. When it comes to you, rigid structure. It has to be Mishatishka Chama Ad Shetichah Regel Min Hashuk, very fixed time. However, when you're sharing the beauty with others, when you engage in Pirsumei Nisa, so then there's more flexibility, there's more opportunity, perhaps for individuality, for Pirsumei Nisa, so there's a greater degree of flexibility. And we need both in our Judaism. We need the rigidity for ourselves to train our bodies to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, we have to feel this a little more personal, a little more emotional, a little less rigid. And that's when it comes to shining our light towards other people. We should hopefully fulfill both aspects, both internal, our own HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to share the beauty of Judaism and the light of Chanukah with other people as well.